You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At some point, though, I think maybe my problem is it's getting worse. I think if we had a point here where I saw like an uptick at some point, I think maybe I could come back on the side and be like, all right, it was a bad moment. We're in the middle of it. Maybe we're overreacting to it.
Well, and this was supposed to be that uptick.
Yes.
This stretch of six games up before the Christmas Day game, we're now against the Knicks, seems like it's going to be a bloodbath.
Well, even tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Like up until then, like it was supposed to be, like this six-game stretch here was supposed to be, you talk about slump busters. This was supposed to be six slump busters. This was supposed to be like, all right, everything gets normal. And then you have the Christmas Day game against the Knicks and we'll see where we stand. And it's just not even close right now.
I don't think it's helping that I think all of us are feeling like doomsdayers. And even like you mentioned Zach Lowe, Bill Simmons, like so many of the national people have finally caught on to how bad the Cavs are.
Yeah.
And so
it's like they're all got the same memo at the same time.
Yes. Hey, open season on the Cavs. And again, they're not wrong. Until the Cavs prove anyone wrong here, everyone seems to be right about this. We're finally at the part where, because we're on a downslope right now, and 28 games is not insignificant. 20 games, I get. 15 games, I certainly get not overreacting to. We're damn near 30 games, and tonight you'll be number 29. We're going to get to, 41 games by January 11th, I think it is? Halfway there. Like, this is...
It's incredibly early, though, but it is very interesting. Anytime you win 64 games 1 year and the next year seems like you can't even run proper sets, something has happened, something has changed. And so I think that's why people are latching onto it. I find the discourse around it over the previous 24 hours to be fascinating, though, because Danny's there. And I think it's important that Danny noted how he sees some of the frustrations behind the scenes, but he doesn't think that it's gotten to the same point that maybe some of the other people are discussing it as. At least that was my interpretation of what Danny was saying.
Yeah, I think I'm right there.
Like, when you talk to people that aren't there every day, they are acting like the sky is falling, and they're acting as if the team is basically being shred apart after every single game.
I think where I struggle with it is I tend to think that this team has been really good about hiding any tension previously, and there has been. I mean, it only makes sense. Darius was the face of the team. They brought in a guy who plays a similar style of basketball, similar size, who's a bona fide NBA star. Darius had to take a back seat to do that.
Yeah, he won the Colin Sexton Wars to then be given the, oh, I can't stand a chance against Donovan Mitchell.
Well, and then you flip it around, like Jared Nevin having to find a way to make it work despite the fact that there's some overlap there too. Like, I think the Cavs have done a really good job, and I don't want to say burying it, but just hiding it.
Or just the idea that during an important playoff game, Max Strus is the one that sends the important texts.
Yeah, yeah. I just think
it's not great.
I think we're at a really interesting spot with all this. And the homer in me wants to say, you know what? Another couple, give him 3 weeks and we'll be back, right? I want to say that, but this feels like one of those kind of critical junctures where if you said this summer was the reshaping of the Cavs around Donovan and Evan, that we're finally going to get that, I would believe you. If you said, hey, they figure it out and they put together a good enough effort where you have to make smaller, I would also believe you.
Yeah.
But like, I think the problem is one of the beliefs I'm falling back on who they used to be and not who they are right now.
Well, they haven't really earned the benefit of the doubt that they're going to get this thing corrected and figured out by the time the postseason comes along. Mm-hmm. They just haven't. Like, you were a great regular season team last year, so you're not even that anymore. But if you tell us that you're going to be it by the postseason, all I have is 3 years of postseason experience if you guys fallen short.
Yeah, I think it's easy to say trade Darius and there's some reason why he should do it. There's some reason why he shouldn't. Same thing with Jared Allen. I think it's going to be really interesting if this thing doesn't go the way you need it to. And where you need to, it needs to be at least you get to the second round of the playoffs and maybe you just get bounced out in a very competitive second round. If it's another not relatively non-competitive second round, I really think we have to, again, I don't want to have the Donovan conversation. I'm enjoying watching him play too much. Do I think it's going to rear its head this summer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, think about it. Have you seen Utah Jazz fans in the previous like 24 hours or so as they like relitigate what happened with Donovan and his time in Utah? I saw it the other day. It's an interesting post. It was like the idea behind like, wait a second. And I'm taking some liberties on my own here and obviously adjusting it. But it was the idea of like, yeah, Donovan and Mike Conley. Okay, how was that going to work? And I'm thinking to myself, huh? Like Mike Conley at all of like 6'1". Like Donovan's only been paired with other undersized guards. Mm-hmm. And like in the Cavs thought that this was going to be the thing. And Jazz fans are like, how did you not see this coming? We did this. The whole Utah Jazz time was us going through what you guys are going through right now. And you guys are doing deja vu for us. You guys are doing the repeat version.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair that they say that. I would also say like the highs have been pretty high here. Like they've not been what we wanted. This thing has been successful to this point. I think
I'd
what
sign
scares
up for
you,
it in a second.
Yeah, I just think my thing is
the
like
trade
right now
a good trade.
Is like I think this is the first time where I'm like, well, is there more beyond the second round here? And again, I don't know. I think it's because this is the first time that we've had these thoughts. I don't know what the right answer is if this thing doesn't get righted this season.
Well, a couple years ago, they had to face the idea that you had to either break up the two bigs or the two guards, and they decided to do neither. And at that time, we had so many conversations about what to do. The reality is at that point, they probably should have traded Darius.
Mm-hmm.
Like, realistically, if you could put yourself in a time machine, you'd take yourself to 2 years ago, you would trade Darius, you'd get him a bigger guard to combo with Donovan, and you'd make that what you do and you'd run with it. But they didn't do that. They stuck with Darius, and I get why. At the time, Darius still offered up a lot of prospects in the future, but it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked out the way that they thought it would.
I think my concern with trading Darius, one...
Well, right now, you're not getting enough value.
I still don't like what you're going to get from Minnesota. I can't remember the third. San Antonio, I don't think, really is ever going to replace Darius or De'Aaron Fox with Darius. And then, like, are you going to go to Washington and maybe get a pick and then a couple of young guys who Donovan and Evan but are incredibly young and developing?
Look at the value across the NBA. Small guards that don't...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Play defense and score are it's not a dime a dozen, but like, look at John Morant's got no interest right now. Why? He fits that profile. Trey Young's got that interest, zero interest right now. Why? By the way, the conversations today were around whether or not the Hawks look better without Trey Young than with him as he makes his return to the court.
I think Ja and Trey's conversations are different. I think Ja is, nobody trusts him. Well, the health thing is real.
They fit under the same profile, though. That profile of you can score, you're a smaller guard that can score and don't play defense.
I don't think anyone wants that human in their locker room. And I think the same thing with Trey. I could see if a team like Washington, I hate the trades that you can pull with Washington, but I could see a team like Washington say, he'd instantly be our best player. He fits with Olivier Saar. And a couple of the other young pieces that we have, they do have Keyshawn George. Maybe they hold him in the trade. So now you've got a big two that plays next to him. Like, I could see a team like Washington saying, Darius is our quick path to relevance. The problem is all the other teams are just, I think, bargain hunting.
I mean, LaMelo Ball falls in the same category too, though. And it's like, there's no value for these guys right now.
The LaMelo thing's crazy. I think... Because he's box office, like he sold a lot of tickets in a town that there's not a lot of people going to Hornets games for a long time. But man, they do not like him. Like since Borrego left, like, and when I say they, I'm talking about like they're really frustrated with this idea, almost like a 6'8" version of Trae Young. Of he's a tremendous, there's tremendous skill there, but he's just not a winning player.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. The market right now is really tough for those type of players. And so, but the reality is, though, is Darius is going to command basically very, very little, or it'll be like what Bill Simmons floated out with Chris Middleton and something that won't inspire anybody. Wait, but you ask yourself this, do you shake it up just to shake it up, Nick?
I don't know, because I don't know what that looks like.
Will you with certainty get the worst player in the return off the trade, but it gives you a little bit of a different look?
I just have to know what that, like, I'm not trading Darius for, I'm trying to think of, like, I'm not trading him for Herb Jones. I like Herb Jones, by the way. Very
good
player.
That's your guy, Herb Jones.
But as the centerpiece of a deal, I'm just not doing it, right? Although my hope is Joe Dumars a bit goobery.
Big time.
Maybe a little Trey Murphy and Herb Jones for Darius. Who says no? I have seen a lot of people coming around to the idea of Darius for Zion, which I said 2 years ago I'd make that deal. I said a year ago I'd make that deal. And I still don't trust Zion not to eat Cleveland food. But
that's the same problem even if I was like the Pelicans right now with Zion. Like, you're doing the same thing that we're talking about with Darius. You're selling at the lowest of low.
You're selling your problem for somebody else's problem.
But you're selling your problem at the lowest point. It's hard to convince these GMs that they need to do that at that point.
But I think it would be fun. Zion here? Come on.
So you trade Jared Allen too.
40 games a year.
How does Zion and Mobley work together?
Don't Zion and Darius, they can be traded for each other.
Oh no, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about Zion and Mobley next to each other. I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Well, Zion waddles a little bit.
The Pelicans have a big team in general anyway. But they don't make it work. I'm not can't act like they make it work.
I'd be different here.
Yeah, okay.
I would rather Darius for Zion in a move that totally changes what you do than Darius for Ja Morant. I don't want any part of that. I don't know, man. Like I think what they've done and what they've tried to do is really commendable. I think given Donovan's age, I think they're going to have to give serious consideration even before he says, I want out. I think if this goes really poorly, I think it's, you know what? Let's get as much as we can for Donovan, recoup some of the, all those draft picks, get a couple interesting young players, see if we can protect Darius with a big two, and then a separate trade, you move Jarrett, get under the second apron. Like, I think you can do all of that a lot easier than, hey, make Darius and Jarrett turn into things that are perfect to play next to Donovan and
Evan. I know, but the hard part there is you're banking on a lot of Darius's health that I just can't bank on right now either. And so, like, this is tough. It's a tough conversation.
The problem is with Donovan, you're playing an age game.
So the other side of this is with Donovan, too, is that I don't think it's an accident that he's never made it to the conference finals. Like, he's been the through line through both the Utah teams and the Cavs teams. There is a part of his game with the usage rate and everything that is attached to it that might just not lean well to advancing into the postseason.
Now I'm going to fall back on Utah fans.
Utah fans are just like, they're acting as if they saw this coming a mile away. They're getting weirdly cocky about the whole ordeal, if I'm being honest
about
it. For
a team that's going to win like 17 games this year.
That still stinks.
And it hasn't even tanked well.
I know.
Really, dog?
They got a good end of the market inside of things, though.
I do think Donovan has been, it's again, nobody's fault. I'm not trying, but I don't think Donovan's ever been in the perfect situation. A lot of the great players we've seen in the NBA, like KD walking into Golden State. In fairness, Steph lucking into playing next to the perfect player to play next to him and Klay Thompson. And both of those guys who are nicer guys or came into the NBA seen as nicer guys, finding the ultimate D to play with in Draymond Green. Like, I don't think Donovan's ever gotten that other than...
Rudy Gobert was quite a D.
Yeah, but he's a French D. It's not the same.
It doesn't count the same way.
Yeah, like...
He's insufferable as a human.
He's not... give me a few specifics.
I'm on Donovan's side on this. The fights that they had.
Was it the COVID thing? Because
not just the COVID thing, but it was more than that. The idea that basically Donovan tried really, really hard and Rudy Gobert was like, I don't care about you. I don't want to be your friend. I want nothing to do with you.
I believe he said, I want nothing to do with you.
Like Pepe Le Pew.
We are only co-workers.
This is why I can't say the French.
In France.
This is why I can't do it. Wemby's gotten them back on my side. Until Wemby, I was out on the French.
We do not have to be friends with our co-workers. We will see you at team functions. I went almost Russian there. 216-474-0092. Would the Cavs... If the Cavs get to a breaking point... What's the logical move and the Browns' job being coveted? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.